Bobakamet. So holding Bobakamet of New Testament base, and we still have one little thesis left. The last thesis in New Testament base. Let's have a quick recap on the actual point of the Gemara. The Gemara said that even if you hold a Reb Tarfon, remember Reb Tarfon holds that if you have a Keren and it's just a Yochid, the Shaitan was again, the Shaitan good and it's just a Yochid, Reb Tarfon holds you have to pay Nezek Shoyim. Although in a Shus Rabbi you pay Chatzin Nezek, and in a Shus Yochid you pay Nezek Shoyim. The question was, why? He said, I have a Kalachemet. If really we know that Shaitan Keren is more chomer than Rega. Harayim and Yishtus Rabim, Keren is Hayim, and Regal is Boto. So certainly in Yishtus Yochid, where Regal is Hayim, certainly Shaitan should also be Chayim. Nezek Sholim. That was the Kalachem of Reb Tarfon. Slight problem with that is that we only find the idea that Keren is more chomo up to Chatzinezek. And it's just how Rabim, Keren was more chomo than regular. It's true. But in which way was it more chomo? Chatzinezek was more chomo. But how can we learn from there that it can even be Nezek Shalim in it's just Hayochit? That's the cash on the Kalachem of Reb Tarfon. Can Reb Tarfon made the Kalachemi? If we find that Shoyitam is Chaim Chatzinezek, in a Shus HaRabim, and if Regal's potter completely in a Shus HaRabim, certainly, if Regal's chayiv in a Shus HaYochid, Shoyitam should also be chayiv in a Shus HaYochid. Now, Reb Tarfon said he's chayiv Nezek Sholim, but the question on that is, why don't we say Dayo? Dayo tells me that your source for learning this Kalam Chayme was that Keren is Chom or Chatzin Nezek, that should limit that you can maximum extrapolate from this halacha that Keren should be Chayim Chatzin Nezek everywhere. Now, how can you learn from that that Keren should be Chayim Nezek Shalom? That's why the Chachomim were Chedek and Reb Tarfon. Dayu. To which the Reb Tarfon says, no, I don't hold of Dayu. I don't hold of Dayu. I don't hold of Dayu. Then the Gemara says, but that what you pay in a Shus HaYochid, is it Migufa Yom HaAliyah? Even a country of Tarfon that doesn't hold him tight, and he made this Kalachim, how much do you pay in a Shus HaYochid? Do you pay Nezek Sholem Migufa or Nezek Sholem HaAliyah? Says Reb Tarfon, Nezek Sholem Migufa. Nezek Sholem Migufa. Why? Why should it be Nezek Sholem Migufa? He says, because I've got a diet. I have diet. On the one hand, we found Keren was more chomer than Regel. But where did we find Keren was more chomer than Regel? In Rishasa Rabim. And then we found that Keren had to pay Migufoy. So all you can extrapolate is that Keren will have to pay Migufoy even in Rishasa Yochit. But you've got no right to learn that Keren would be Chayiv Malim. There's a Musa called Daya. Daya tells me you limit the Kalachemet to be based on what you started with. You started with a good boy, it has to stay with me good boy. So the Gemara says, it's a steer. We just did Reb Tarfon, what doesn't hold of Daya? And that's why Reb Tarfon extrapolated from Chatzin Nezek, he learned all the way up to Nezek Sholem. So if he doesn't hold of Daya, he should go from good boy all the way up to Aliyah. That's the Gemara's kasha. My God, I'll see you. Biakri with us. Yeah. Everyone online is with us. That's the Kali Mars Kasha. That there's a steer in Shittas Reb Tarfon. On the one hand, regarding Chatzin Nezek, he said we're going to extrapolate from Chatzin Nezek all the way up to Nezek Sholim. And regarding Migufo, he said, no, you've got no right to extrapolate from Gufo to Aliyah. If your source was Gufo, you have to keep it to Gufo. You're going to die. What's pshat? And says the Gemara, you know why? Because if without the diet, if by saying the diet, you basically made the kalvachomer worthless, useless, then you've got a right to say diet. There is a kalvachomer. Diet can limit a kalvachomer, but can't make it redundant. Can limit it, but that's it. So now, regarding Chatzin Nezek. So Reb Tavin said, I have a Kal V'chomer from Chatzin Nezek to take it to Nezek Shonim. If already Karen is more common than Regel, and Regel is Chayim in Shesiyoch in Nezek Shonim, so Karen is also Chayim in Shesiyoch in Nezek Shonim. What do you want to say? Go back to the source. The source was Chatzin Nezek. All you can tell me is Chatzin Nezek. If you say that, then the whole Kal V'chomer is redundant. Because I know that Karen is Chayim Chatzin Nezek. Even in Rosh Hashanah, I know that. Because the Torah says Karen's Chayim Chatzin Nezek. The Torah didn't say where. The Torah is Mashmah, Karen's Chayim Chatzin Nezek everywhere. Both in Rosh Hashanah and in Rosh Hashanah. I wouldn't need the Kal V'chomer to tell me that Karen is Chayim Chatzin Nezek. The Kal V'chomer is redundant. If you would apply the principle of Dayoi, the Kal V'chomer is redundant. So what do we do? If the Kal V'chomer would be redundant, what do you do to Dayoi? Discard it. Discard the Dayoi. We say the Kal V'chomer. Right? So regarding Chatzin Nezek to Aniyeh, if I would ignore, if I would apply the principle of Dayoi, I've basically made the Kal V'chomer redundant. Then you do not apply the principle of Dayoi. But regarding Gufo Italiyeh, it's not the case. Because once you have applied the Kal V'chomer to say that you're Chayim Nezek Shalem, so I've used the Kal V'chomer. One second, I've used the Kal V'chomer. Now the rule is that you would say Dayoi unless it makes the Kal V'chomer redundant. But here it doesn't. The Kal V'chomer is not redundant. The Kal V'chomer is Gevaldik. The Kal V'chomer taught us from Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalem. And now the Dayoi will limit that Nezek Shalem is only Chayim Nezek. The Kal V'chomer is useful, it's applicable, and the Dayoi will limit it to only Gufoi. And that's Chayim Tav. Yeah? Great. That takes us to Tosfos. Okay, so we have to remember there was a source, 2 points in the source, and then there was the where we extrapolated the final halach. The source of the halach of Karen was Chatzin Nezek. Right? 2 parts of the halacha. Chatzin Nezek, how much does Karen pay? Chatzin Nezek. And whether it's Aliyah Migufa, is it Migufa Me'aliyah? It's Migufa. 2 halachas. So the Kal V'chomer will take one of those halachas and push it all the way up. And the other halacha, the Dayoi, will keep down. So the Kal V'chomer took the Chatzin Nezek and put it to Nezek Shalei. And the Dayoi kept the Gufa down. Kashav says, why don't we swap it around? There's two halachas. There's Chatzin Nezek and there's Megufoi. So why do you tell me Kal V'chomer takes the Chatzin Nezek and puts it all the way up? And the Dayoi keeps the Gufoi down. Let's swap it around. Let's say the Kal V'chomer takes the Gufoi and puts it all the way up to Aliyah. And the Dayoi keeps the Chatzin Nezek down. You can swap it around. Let's say Falkert. Falkert. The other way around. Kal V'chomer. The Kal V'chomer will, the Shalim Aliyah, Min Ha'aliyah, will up the stakes from paying Migufoi to paying Aliyah. And the Dayoi will tell me to keep the Chatzin Nezek to Chatzin Nezek. Those of you that have a piece of paper handy, it's kedai to write on a piece of paper, or those of you that don't, to write in your mind at least, Chatzin Nezek on one side of the page and Gufoi on the other side. And we're using the first stage, the stage of the Gemara was using the Kal V'chomer to push the Chatzin Nezek up to Nezek Shalei, and the Dayoi was pointing the Gufoi to stay it down. Great day, so swap around. Use the Kal V'chomer to push the Gufoi up to Aliyah, and the Dayoi will keep the Chatzin Nezek down. Since this is an amazing terence, it really is quite astounding, this terence. Venerani, the Ochi Shabitzvei. The Ochi Shabitzvei. The way the Gemara did it is the better way of doing it. And the silent tesis, before we see inside, is that as much as we can do away with the Kal V'chomer using Dayoi, that's the best. We always have a diet which tells you try and keep it as from the source. Exactly like the source, that's what you should do. Just watch. You can't completely make a kal v'chomer redundant. So that's going to overpower the diet. Making the kal v'chomer redundant is stronger than the diet. If the kal v'chomer is going to be redundant, diet is not applicable. But if diet would be applicable, when we can apply diet, that's the stronger force. Kal v'chomer teaching you more than the original source is something to be avoided to the nth degree. The source was a certain strength. You've got a right to build up stronger than the original source. Unless you've got a kal v'chomer and there's nothing else to do about it. But to build up stronger than the original source is something which is basically only when you're on the ropes. We should try always to try and keep to the original source as much as possible. That's the whole yisoid of diet. The yisoid of diet is keep to the original source. Don't build up stronger. The only point is, if there is a kal v'chomer and diet will tell you keep to the original source and then the kal v'chomer is redundant, then that overpowers diet. But if you go wrong, the main thing a person should try and always do is keep to the original source. That's what the whole idea. So he's telling us a gemaldik chiddush. If we would say that you pay ma'aliyah, if we say that you pay ma'aliyah, that means the kal v'chomer would teach me that you pay ma'aliyah, and the diet would teach me you keep only chatzi nezek, then there's nothing original about the end product. The end halacha has no resemblance to the original source. It's true it's chatzi nezek, but it's completely different chatzi nezek. The original chatzi nezek was, and you pay chatzi nezek, we go for it. And this chatzi nezek is a chatzi nezek ma'aliyah. So there's no resemblance between the final product and the original source. Final lock and the original source. Well, we'll speak out your point in a minute, Yossi. You've got a right to pull that face. It shows that you are understanding. But that is what takes us to us. That's why I said to give out the good taste, right? Otherwise, it would be simple reading. Taste is telling a chiddush that if in the region that the final source, the final lock that came out, has no resemblance to the beginning, to the original source, that's really not good. Because in the end of the day, we always want a kal v'chomer to be similar to the original source. Like we said, you're meant to try and limit it to the original source. So if we say that the original was chatzi nezek mi gufo, and the final halacha would be chatzi nezek ma'aliyah, then it's a different chatzi nezek. It's not the same chatzi nezek we were speaking about until now. So you end with a new halacha. You start off with one halacha, you end up with a completely new halacha. That's one option. That's one way we could make this kal v'chomer. Another way we could make the kal v'chomer is what the Gemara does. It was chatzi nezek migufo, and now it becomes nezek sholem migufo. Says Tosfos, this is similar to the original source, because the original source was chatzi nezek migufo. The final halacha is chatzi nezek migufo with an additional chatzi nezek. But it's the same halacha that we started with. The source is the same source. It's chatzi nezek with an additional chatzi nezek. It's half and half. It's not like a new halacha that didn't exist before. It's the same halacha with the tisefos. Chatzi nezek and another chatzi nezek. So what's the option? We have two possibilities. We have, as Rabbi Yaakov has got his page, two starting points. Chatzi nezek and gufo. That's what the basic rate was. The base rate before we started was chatzi nezek migufo. We have a choice. We can either up the chatzi nezek to become nezek sholem and keep it migufo, or up the gufo to become aliyah and keep the chatzi nezek. Since Tosfos, we're meant to try and keep to the original source. We're meant to try and limit the kal v'chomer as best we could possibly do, almost to the extent of destroying the kal v'chomer. Just we can't destroy the kal v'chomer. We have to have some aspect of a kal v'chomer left. We're meant to limit it to the very, very limit that you can. Don't make up new halachas. So which one's better? Chatzi nezek to become nezek sholem, bet migufoy, or chatzi nezek to stay chatzi nezek but turns into aliyah. Tosfos, chatzi nezek to become nezek sholem is the better one, because then we're basically keeping the original source. Nothing really changed because of this kal v'chomer, besides one thing. Nothing really changed besides one thing. We made the amount bigger. That's all it was. Nothing other than that changed. The original source stayed. We had Chatzin Ezer Migufay. Chatzin Ezer Migufay. That's Maskar. Novos. It's not just Chatzin Ezer. There's another Chatzin Ezer as well. Masjink if we do it the other way around. And we keep Chatzin Ezer, Chatzin Ezer. But we transform it from Migufay to Ma'aliyah as no resemblance to the original halacha. The original halacha was Migufay. And this is Ma'aliyah. There's no resemblance to the original halacha. Now, I'm going to stop what you, that's what you want to ask, but just already asked earlier. That why not? Why don't we say it does have a resemblance, both of them are Chatzin Ezer, right? One may go for one idea, but both of them are Chatzin Ezer. The answer is, let's try and say this Tzitzik, Vardik and Chiddush. We've discussed it once before. This thing that you pay me good for you is part of the halachas of Chatzin Ezer. Part of the halachas of Chatzin Ezer is you pay me good for it. That was why, and it was a tzad, that Tzoyer should pay me good for it. I remember Rabbi had such a shayla. Maybe Tzoyer should pay me good for it. Why? Because when the Tzoyer says Chatzin Ezer, included in Chatzin Ezer is me good for it. So now, if you're going to tell me I've now got a loch of Chatzin Ezer Ma'aliyah, it's a different Chatzin Ezer. It's not the same Chatzin Ezer. That Chatzin Ezer, the din of Chatzin Ezer was that you pay me good for it. And here we've got a whole new invention. A Chatzin Ezer Ma'aliyah. It's a different type of Chatzin Ezer. So there's nothing the same as what was beforehand. Beforehand was Chatzin Ezer, Migufay, that type of Chatzin Ezer. And now we've got a completely different type of Chatzin Ezer, Ma'aliyah. So there's nothing the same as what we started with. So look what this Kavu Chaimer did. Whoa, changed the whole source. Don't want to do that. I'm changing the other way around. What's Chatzin Ezer Migufay? And now we're adding an additional Chatzin Ezer Migufay. We're keeping what we started with. That type of Chatzin Ezer, you're going to have to pay. Yes, we split the Chatzin Ezer. But we keep into that type of Chatzin Ezer. Mele, that's the ideal way to go. Keep the original source as much as possible. Now, I'm going to take a question. Sure, I have something to ask.
But ask as much as a comment.
No, don't be a comment. No, ask. Let's say, what's the elaborate
shot? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about Rav Tarkov's
situation? No. We're talking about Chatzin Ezer.
What's the case, though?
That's what's happening.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
When we say Ma'aliyah, what does that mean? That means you can grab many assets you want, right? So you can grab the book.
Yeah, both grab it.
So we have the group equation.
No.
Why not?
That was all included in your original filling of the face and all included in my answer. That there's a different way of payment. A different way of payment. Chatzin Ezer Migufay is a certain type of payment. It's a limitation in the amount you have to pay. You have to pay only Chatzin Ezer, but not just only Chatzin Ezer. Chatzin Ezer Migufay. It's very, very mubah. And this new type of payment is without any agbalot. So it's a completely different way of payment. This is like a leasehold and a freehold. They're completely different. This is mugbal ma'od, the type of Chatzin Ezer, which is mugbal. And this is a new one. Okay. So of course, you're right. It's also got the agbalot. It's a new thing. Somebody who's got the house freehold, yeah? They're not leasehold plus. It's a completely different idea. This is it. Also, Chatzin Ezer, you can claim Ma'aliyah. Completely different maslow, different mahala completely, and therefore you've completely changed the original source. That we don't want to do. We want to try and limit the government payment to the very, very minimum. Yeah.
But you might say that there is a limitation of Chatzin Ezer. In one case, Chatzin Ezer. In the other case, Chatzin Ezer will go for plus whatever addition the Aliyah brings, obviously, before is a full amount, when that's a full amount. But other, but what you're doing is you're ensuring that only Chatzin Ezer gets paid, not the full amount. You might say that the change from the Gufa to the Aliyah, you're still Chatzin Ezer. The whole point is all you're doing is adding.
That's right. That's why I'm saying you find this statistic about the Gufa Kiddush. It's not sharp. When I pay my Aliyah, I'm keeping the original Maslow of Chatzin Ezer, just adding a little bit. When I change in Ma'aliyah, you're changing direction. Chatzin Ezer Migufay is a certain type of payment. a certain type of payment of a very mukbar. Of the chatzinelek, you have to claim only from the animal itself. Me'ali is a completely different maslul. Different maslul, and therefore it's a different type of chatzinelek. So it's not chatzinelek plus. Not migufay plus. It's completely different. It's me'aliyah. You can claim wherever you like. Therefore, it's a different, the kavod chomer has worked from it, it's changed, taken from the source and changed the whole source and something else. We don't want to do that. Yes, Rumi.
No, that explained it in a way that was better for me.
David, you've explained something better than I have. Okay, no, let's hear it. Yes, fine, it's fine. Go on.
You use the term qualitative difference, which is difference between the goof of the aliyah and quantitative difference, which is more acceptable, which is what Tosfos seems to be saying.
Right, right. Qualitative and quantitative.
At the end of the day, though, in the practical sense, the animal is neither worth the hetzi nezek. So you get into a nezek shalim, but at the same time, but you're not going to pay any more or any less.
In that case, yeah. In that case, you're right. If you would have an animal, it wouldn't even be worth hetzi nezek, then the karma point might be
so cheap. Doesn't do anything.
But the culture is applicable when it's not like this. Yeah. Well, that's exactly. Yeah, I'm sure that's right. It could be a case that it will be
applicable.
Yeah, but he's saying, why don't we say that like myth for the culture? It's not true. Culture is applicable for other cases. It's not for our mother. It's Bishmagra. So that I've explained the taste about that. And let's try and work that one inside. There's one word that tastes very hard. But let's try and do it. Let's say the opposite. Let's say the kavachayme should up the goof to make it into aliyah, and the diary should limit it to chatzinezek. Let's say no. The way Gemara did it was better. When we say diary regarding migufay, keep it migufay. Loi mishaninon mechatzi nezek klal mikemoishoyim. We did not change. Loi mishaninon. We did not change from the original chatzi nezek from what it was. Elo shanu meisipen alav oit chatzi nezek achim. We add an additional chatzi nezek. So the original source halacha stays with an additional amount. In the words of Reb David, quantitative difference. Right? We made it more. What we have, we made more. Abol yom is dayo. If you say dayo lechatzin ezek, if you say dayo regarding chatzin ezek meaning, that you'll say the kavachayme to change the gufay to aliyah, and we'll say the diet to keep it a chatzinezek, or kavtor le'legami mi'chatzinezek kavach. You've completely done away with the original source halacha, the original chatzinezek, the mafkelei mitashlumei gufay, because you've taken it out of being paid through the guf. And established it at the Shlomo Aliyah. They have to pay Aliyah. By saying this way of the Kalvachayma, the Kalvachayma will make Aliyah and the Dai will keep a Chatzinezek. I've completely uprooted the original source. The original halacha doesn't exist anymore. Chatzinezek Meguva doesn't exist. Ubecholzat, says Tosfos. And when we have a choice, one way we can try and limit the Kalvachayma to the nth degree. And one way we'll be using the kalachayim more, we go the chol tzad each time, each possibility. We have a possibility to limit the kalachayim to the nth degree, almost uprooting it. We have a possibility to uproot the kalachayim, or the kaim daya, and to use the daya principle. Yesh lonu the kaim, we should use the daya principle as much as possible. There are two options here. One, the kavachim is kamat doing nothing. It's just adding an extra half. But kamat doing nothing, the original source halacha stayed. Just added a little bit. In the words of Reb David, quantitatively, I just added a bit. And one, the original source completely changed due to this Kal V'chomer. This Kal V'chomer made a whole big metamorphosis of what it was, right? So that is a qualitative difference, right? And that's, so we have a choice. We can either just use the Kal V'chomer somewhat or make use of the Kal V'chomer big time. Diet tells you, try and be okay the Kal V'chomer as much as possible. So Diet tells us that you should try and uproot the Kal V'chomer as much as possible without completely discarding it. And therefore, since the choice is to make it just somewhat more, or as opposed to transforming it completely, forming the source of completely, we would go with the muscle of making the source slightly more rather than uprooting it completely. Yes, the answer, what's the source for diet? The answer is it's a svara. There's no source. The svara on Hagni Rana Kal V'chomer when the original source only had a certain strength. What are we saying, Kal V'chomer? If we see that the original source, which the keren, is more chomer than rega. How do you see it? Because keren is din of chatzin evdei. So if two in a shita yochid, you should have as much as of as rega, and that will be chayv redik shali. One second. Maybe, anyone who wants to tell you, maybe all we saw in keren is keren as a ceiling of chatzin evdei. Maybe keren, the halach of keren, the keren never pays all of chatzin evdei.
He does.
Does it? So that's not Karen Tom.
That's Karen. Same thing.
Tom. Maybe there's a din by Tom. Maybe there's a din by Tom. They can only pay for Tinezin. Tom only pays for Tinezin. You can't learn this kind of thing because if there's such a din, let's say, I want to make you a very simple customer, okay? At the age of five, there was a kid who was 20 centimeters taller than another kid, age of five. Right? Now these two kids grew up. One was called the Jelovsky, and one was called Okay, so now as they grew, the Jelovsky grew in strength. Jelovsky was the tall rabbi once. And he grew, and the Levinsons got to a certain height and stopped. Now, would you then say a Kal V'chomer? At the age of five, Levinson was taller than Jelovsky. So it must be the age of 25, Levinson was taller than Jelovsky. No. Why not? Because maybe there's a certain gene inside Levinson that stopped them at a certain height. And Jelovsky doesn't have that gene. So you can't always make a Kal V'chomer. Maybe there's a certain gene which tells you that's as far as it goes, right? At a young age, it was more active and then it stopped. So this gene that we're borrowing was. You're borrowing it. Keren has a gene that takes it till Chatzin Evdei. Keren Tam, there's a cutoff point. It doesn't go more than Chatzin Evdei. So, of course, in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it was Chatzin Evdei. Because Keren can go up to Chatzin Evdei. And Regel happened to be zero in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So, Keren was stronger than Regel. But the gene is only Chatzin Evdei. Then I moves into Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It loves to more than a chatzin ezek, but that's all it is. It can't grow more than a chatzin ezek. Diet tells me you can't learn more than what you have. You have chatzin ezek, so we see that Karen is very close to chatzin ezek. How can you tell me more? I don't want anything more. Maybe there's a ceiling, a glass ceiling at chatzin ezek. It can't come through more. So what do you want to say? Oh, the regal can. Oh, very good regal can. Regal is a certain type of mood. Regal can go more, but Karen can't. Karen can only go up to Chatzin Ezek. So therefore, you've got no Kal V'chomer. That's the sort of diet. No. Can't, because it can't grow more than that.
It's going to be tall. You're saying Svara.
Svara, video. How do you know? Video, exactly.
Svara will be there, should you say?
No. I can see what the Torah told me. The Torah told me chatzin ezek. That's what the Torah told me.
Zero to 100. Not 100, just about most.
I'm not saying what makes sense. I'm saying what the Torah said. Nothing to do with what makes sense. In order to make a Kal V'chomer, you need to have a fact that you know. What I see in the Torah is that Karen is chatzin ezek. Now, it could be the Torah is telling me, Karen, the maximum is Chatzin. There is no such Muslim of a town paying more than Chatzin. It just doesn't exist. That is its full payment of Chatzin. There is nothing more. So all you can see is that if Red would be higher in Rosh Hashanah, definitely Karen would also be higher in Rosh Hashanah. That's all you'll be able to say. Because if Regal is less humble, so of course if Regal is higher, Karen is going to be higher. But the maximum that Karen can be higher, Karen can't grow more than Chatzin Ezer. That's all it gets to. It doesn't grow more. Says your Talmud, since the dyer will make the covenant redundant, then the dyer is able to stretch even more than what we knew to begin with. That's the Svar of Talmud. But there are one of the one who say no. One who say, since we see Chatzin Ezer, we've got a right to learn more than that. Reb Talmud is in the Kaddish, not the Rabbanon. You can extrapolate more than what you know because there's a Musik in the Kaaba Chayman. If you wouldn't extrapolate it, you wouldn't have your Kaaba Chayman. Therefore, you got a right to learn more than what you know. That's how it's happening. There are bottom lines, and even if Tavan is asking to the Svar in the case of it's not Oika the Kaaba Chayman, you have to try and limit as much as you can. Not to extrapolate more than what you know. Kaaba Chayman is just saying that if this was this halacha there. It certainly has that halacha, the same halacha has it somewhere else as well. Right? That's what the Kalachim would tell us. But more than that, says Rabbanan, no, says Rav Tavan, if a mamish against the wall, then I'll say it. I'll be able to extrapolate more. Sure I'm not. Okay, that's the last places on the previous sugya. Maybe our base site, we finished the first part of the sugya. It was probably one of the hardest ones we've ever learned together, but we got no time to breathe because we have to get still further. And then, after we get to the two dogs, we can then take a little bit of a breath and do chazor. But this, first, we have more work still to do. So now we go gufa. The first word on the line is bo yorobo, the last word on the line is gufa. Gufa. 18th line. Gufa, boy Rava, Yud Chesam and Beis. Boy Rava. Rava has a shayla. Why say Gufa? Yeah, Gufa means that it was discussed earlier, and I go back on what was discussed. Like Omama. Boy Rava, Rava has a shayla. Yesh Adar Etzuris, Yein Adar Etzuris. Remember that China? At the top of all the base, right? The top. We had two Malachim and Rashi. What does it mean? Yesh Adar Etzuris, Ein Adar Etzuris. First Malach of Rashi was Shinoi three times. And the fourth time, Shaila and two Pei Nezik Sholim, like Karen. Because it was Karen. Or do you say Achidosh. It's Rega. It's Rega. Why should it be Rega? I did it differently. Because it's really Rega, just Mishonah. Right? That's what we spoke at the time. Nothing with Kabbalah Hazek, it doesn't have a knowledge, it's really regal, but with a different way of doing it. It's regal, regal Mishunah. So maybe then you keep his Chatzin Ezer. That was one Mahalach. Second Mahalach of Rashi, which was the Ikka Mahalach of Rashi.
There was regular, and after three times, according to.
It's serious, normal serious for three times. And the fourth time, the Shaila is, do we say, just like by Karen, which was Chatzin Nezek, after the third time it turned into Nezek Sholim, so too by Torah, which is Chatzin Nezek, after three times it turned into Nezek Sholim. We say no, it's regal. Regal is, and regal is normal, and yet it's Chatzin Nezek. So it stays Chatzin Nezek always forever. So Toshama, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara now speaks out in the Shaila. Bar Rabbi, Yesh Adol Etzori, Zayin Adol Etzori. Le Karen Madmin Onle, do we compare it to Karen? Or Din Me Toldo the Regal Hu? Or maybe it is a Toldo of Regal. Just the simple reading of the Gemara is very much like the second Mahal of the Rashi. That it's not really Karen, it's Karen Madmin. It's similar to Karen, meaning it's only Chatzin Ezer. Of course, it wasn't Karen because it was done in a normal manner. The second Malach of Rashi was in a normal manner, did it three times.
Then the fourth time was not opposite.
So do we compare it to Karen? The Karen was Chatzi, 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 and then Ezek Shadi. Well, do we say, no, we told them, according to the second Malach of Rashi, this reads very well. According to the first Malach of Rashi, it's a bit more difficult. The Karen Madminone, not Madminone, it is Karen. Where's Meshona? It is Karen. I told Dilma, told the regular who? It's not Gishmak, not told the regular. It's really Karen. It's just a type of Karen that's more like Gregor. So the Achrenim point out the Lashon of the Gemara fits in better according to the second Lashon of Rashi, which Rashi anyway said is the Ikka, the Toshima. So that's the Shaila. Is it comparable to Karen? It's the Rashi on that. The Karen Adminale. What's Rashi say? Rashi is in the wide line, the middle line of the wide lines. You got it? The Karen Adminale. Sure, you have it.
Yeah,
what's the first one? Shalim, I don't know, maybe I've studied it.
No.
You haven't? You put one finger at the top of the white line, one finger, and you join the fingers together, you will hit the rush.
The Kerem Adminali.
Now look at this Rashi. Do we compare it to Kerem? Says Rashi, how you? How do you read it? Reuven, how did you read this Rashi? It's similar to Karen because it's Chatzi Nezek. So, Mishal, you can. You pay similar to Karen, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. You know what that parenthesis was? That was the first loss of Rashi. Right? First loss of Rashi was it, Mishunim. This parenthesis. Rashi told us when the Ikim Shat is the second shot. Therefore, this parenthesis is important. And then Peshati, do we compare it to Karen because it is Chatzinizek? Or Idilmir, next Rashi, Idilmir, Mikol, Kiopto. In the first time, the original time when it kicked up the Tzuris, Kiopche, it was the normal way, and therefore told of the regular. It was exactly a told of the regular. Da'ukheyu, it was normal. Vezeke Motsu, and it's very Motsu the Hezek. And Nether, that's the very first time when it was normal. How much do you pay? Chatzinezek. Hilkoch Zuhiyad. So, this is its Mu'ed state. Its Mu'ed state is that you, when it does in a normal way of kicking up stones, the normal way of doing it, you pay Chatzinezek. It has no other Mu'ed state. Its Mu'ed state is Chatzinezek, and it retains that. The Olam void. Okay, so that's the Shaila of Rava. So now the Gemara is going to bring two Rayas to maybe a bit more to support to fill this Shaila of Rava. Maybe three. To a couple of Rayas to this Shaila of Rava. One of them we've now had three times. This is the third time I've had this Gemara. Toshama, Hidus Einoimur. Who knows how to translate the word hiddus? Dance, right? If a chicken dances, chicken dance, okay? If a chicken dances, it's not a mood. And some people say it's a mood. Hiddus, when dancing is not a mood. It's a very normal act. Of course, it's a mood. Hello, hiddus. It must be referring to a case where first was dancing, and while it was dancing, it kicked up stones, which is called Tzuris. My love. So what's the machlikis now? We have machlikis tanoi. My love, you're going to Ovad Losa Zimni. Don't you think? The machlikis, what's the machlikis? One says Chatzin Ezek, one says Nezek Shodim. Why should it be Nezek Shodim? So it's only Chatzin Ezek. It's a mask because he did it three times. One holds, there's a musig of Ador, and if on the fourth time you pay Nezek Sholem, and one holds, there's no such musig of Ador, and if you only pay Chatzin Nezek. So there is in that's a machlekes, and we have machlekes tanoim, to answer Rabbi Shaila. Rabbi Shaila, do we say, there's a more betzoyos? Well, yeah, machlekes tanoim. One said yeah, one said not. And the Gemara, look, No. So the Gemara, no, that's not true. Bechadzim, Zimna. This is talking about where it happened on the first time. First time, I can be Nezik Shalim. Yeah, but look, the Zimna, so I want to commit for you. This one, because I know him. Is it Machlaik, is Sumchus and Rabbanon? Sumchus says Nezik Shalim. So it's, that's the first Shitta. He's paying Nezik Shalim. And the second Shitta. And Rabbanon say, you only pay Chatzi Nezik, and that's the first Shitta mentioned in this price. In this Eden Mood, you only pay Chatzi Nezik, because you hold like the Rabbanon. V'yeshim Ha'ezeh Mood, you pay Nezik Shalim, because you hold like Sumchus. Okay, Rashi. Any Rashi? No Rashi. And the next part of the Gemara, I don't know if you managed to start it yet. Can I start the next part of the Gemara? Yeah.
This is the price that we're bringing three times, and we're trying to prove three different things with it. Do we not understand? Do we not have a sorrow of what the price meant? Are we trying to?
Exactly that. We have a price, we're just trying our luck. Maybe it means this, maybe it means that, possibly because it was the first one, right? And where the old source, so I don't know what was the first one, second time you had it, the good one, yeah, right, yeah, they have a bride, so they found a bride, and Shana is what the Machlikus is, so it's the Machlikus, Rabban Ashwan. Okay, the next Gemara is another Raya. You want to bring a Raya to the idea of whether the third time it becomes Ma'ali or not, and whether the third time you've been in the fourth time you've been in the Shalim or not. Now there is quite a bit of Rashi on this, where you say the Sikha Rashi. The Rashi is talking about Alma. Says the Sikha Shitta Rashi about the halachas of Tzuris. So when we learn it, we're going to have to stop for a few seconds, try and focus what Shitta Rashi is about Tzuris. This is the big Maramokim. When we do Chazar on the Sugya, we'll have this now in our belt. We've seen her in Tesis. We've seen there's something called Tzuris of Rega and Tzuris of Shem. We look at Tesis at Yud Zayin on the base. Noive Ba'ashpo. And this Chazir, that was Noive Ba'ashpo. So Rashi learned it was Tzuris of Rega. And Tesis holds it was Tzuris of Shem. Right? It was a Chiddush there. That he wasn't really having a gnaw in furrowing in the dirt. It was in order to get to the food. But Taisa said, yeah, and doing it in order to get the food is also called Shem. It's Tzuris to Shem. Rashi said, no, that's Tzuris to Rega. The Shaila was, does Rashi hold Tzuris is only said on Rega? Or could it possibly be that Rashi is asking that Tzuris can be said on Shem? Just that case happened to be Rega. That's the Shaila, Yishita's Rashi. There's a machleik in Rashi, Taisa, from your dynamo base. A particular machleik is there. Where Tosfos holds the Tzuris of Shem and Rashi holds the Tzuris of Rega. The Shaila is, what does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold that Tzuris was only said on Rega? Oh no! Tzuris is said on all always. Right? And just happened to be that case with the Rega. That's what we have to work on in the next part of the Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara and I'm going to leave you to do the Rashi because it's Chabal for me to spoon feed you. We'll do a little bit more Gemara. Toshima. A behemoth that was being matal glolim, defecating, I think you say in American English, on top of dough. Top of dough is not a normal thing to do, but that's what he was doing. He was defecating on top of dough. Reb Yehuda Imel, Meshalim Nezik Shalim. Reb Yehuda says, you pay Nezik Shalim. Now, what's the machlokes between them? Why is one saying Nezik Shalim, one saying Chatzi Nezik? My love, you're going to Ovet Los Zimnim. Now, this is the glorim coming out, that's serious, right? It's not, it's good. It's stones coming out, could be a hole from the end, right? So it's serious. And Reb Yehuda said, you pay Nezik Shalim. And Reb Loza said, you pay Chatzi Nezik. Now, it's only serious. If it's only serious, why should you pay Nezik Shalim? So my love, you're going to Ovet Los Zimri. We're talking about he did it already three times. It's now the fourth time. The Gemara said, and Rabbi Elazar, he holds that you pay Chatzin and why to the old and the Chachamim. If it all holds all Chachamim.
We say it was it's a different.
Huh? At the moment, that's what we think. Yeah. But, well, you have a problem with that? Okay, now, I thought you had a good question. I thought you were about to ask a good question.
Right, earlier on.
Earlier on, the Gemara said the blood holds of silvers.
Right, that's it.
And now we're saying blood holds of the song. Okay, that's going to be Rashi. Okay, so that's the Gemara said. And so we said that no, machlekes is a mudamon. The Gemara mishuru is completely unusual for an animal to defecate on dough, so it should be Karen. So why should pay nezek shalim? It's Karen. The Gemara, the doctor, the Alma, we're talking about a case where it is stuck in a little place where it's not doing anything unusual. Because if it's stuck in a normal place, it's a very limited place, not able to move, and a dough underneath it, then all the tray, all the dung is going to come out on top of the dough.
Why is it
not even sure?
Why doesn't it change?
Oh, very good. That Kasha is Rashi, Kasha Blas is Rashi, and that's what we have to need to do. Remember, Rashi is very important. Rashi, Dr. Alma, Rashi is quite long. It could have been a tasteless, and that's what our Veda is. We have a Veda to learn. Rashi, the aim is to get to Teiku, but you have to learn this Rashi well. Yet Hashem, we will join together again. If he did it on purpose, yeah, that's Karen.
Wow.
That's Karen.
So why isn't the law sword on purpose?
Hmm?
Sword on purpose. Like direct. He's like kicking it. It's not like he's accidental. Or incidental. He's doing it on purpose for intent.
And therefore.
Yes, he has as kicking it over again.
Which info? The glowing.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to learn Russian, Tommy. That's Rashi. You'll do Rashi and look up to it. Okay, Shabiyyig Bench, which have a very good smile now. This month is finally starting. I apologize about the last 2 weeks and 7. We hope that everything goes smoothly from now on.
Were we supposed to?
I'll take them. Try and get to take them. Hey, David, looking forward to having you back. I should bear it. Shalom. I should bear it. You can come and visit us sometime. We have space for you in the base of Hedrush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Yossi's the second thing. Okay. So be well.
This